While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On the show today, we start with breaking news. The Air Canada strike is over. They reached a tentative deal while you slept. How big is it? They were asking for like 40%, and they rejected that. I guess a return ticket to Saskatoon will cost you 10 grand now. Oh, you want Molson on board? That'll be $50, please. Ah, yes. We got the details on that coming up this morning. Also, new words in the dictionary. Skibbity. Tradwife. Delulu. Am I even pronouncing that right? Or is it tradwife? There's no E. Tradwife. 6,000 new words added to the dictionary, and you got to love the fact that technology is playing a role in what we're doing as far as the English language is concerned. Some of it is completely ridiculous, but then again, I'm an old guy. What are you going to do? Young people are saying this morning in a new report that friendship is now just too expensive. Inflation. It's not only scaling back weddings, it's making people sharpen their pencils when it comes to vacations. But young people are saying, I don't know if we can be friends. Can we just talk online? It's cheap. I'm not going to leave the house. Saw a meme that says every time I leave the house, it costs me $300. Back to school shopping. 2 weeks tomorrow is the first day back at class, and the average Canadian student will have their mom and dad spend anywhere between $600 and $750 per child on back-to-school shopping. What are we buying? Does Timmy need gold bricks to weigh down his pants? This just happened around 4 a.m. local time, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. The news came out that they got the deal done, and people who have been stranded all over the place in your Facebook feed, I'm sure you've seen yourself, that people are all over, scattered all over the world saying, how am I going to get home? Some people that were trying to get away on a vacation, they can breathe a little bit easier. Quick look for those that are curious at departures and cancellations at YWG. This is the closest airport to us. This is Winnipeg. Richardson International Airport, and it looks as if this morning's flights, Air Canada flights, are still canceled, the ones in the red here, as we go down through the day. This is later this morning, lots of cancellations, so everything this morning for Air Canada and even into this afternoon is still canceled. Then we move to delays later in the afternoon, and then when we push forward to tomorrow, or you can click over to tomorrow, it's all green. So it's all green Wednesday. It's going to be a wonderful Wednesday if you're flying somewhere. Thanks to our sponsors of the show, Marie Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. The reaction continues to come in involving the new world record set by General Motors, 1,700 kilometers on a single charge for their new EV truck. Unbelievable. Doodles the clown would be impressed. Here's the thing. The technology continues to improve. Batteries are lasting longer. They are keeping more and more charge through the cold. The evolution continues. And if you're thinking of making the switch, please remember our friends at Murray GM, Westman's number one EV dealership, 1500 Richmond Avenue. I don't get to say this very often, but Leon's is closed today and tomorrow because Thursday they're opening up with their giant liquidation sale. Now, this is the biggest price discounts of the year, okay? And we had some Sunseekers yesterday saying, oh, God, I need a couch and a love seat. Perfect timing. Oh, boy. Just hang on. You got to hang on a couple of days because they're repricing everything. They're getting everything ready to go for the giant liquidation sale, and it is massive. It's a local sale. It's exclusive to Brandon, Manitoba, Canada, and it's because they have to clear out the merchandise to make room for the stuff for the new year. We will have some examples for you, and in the meantime, hang tight on any purchase you might make for furniture, appliances, and electronics because the giant liquidation is coming at Leon's. later this week, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And at the Elkhorn Resort in Clarksville Nordic Spa, beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, Clear Lake, a quick reminder that tomorrow is rib night, $20 for a full rack of ribs. Full rack, and they're delicious. $15 for a half rack. And that's every Wednesday through the rest of the summer. We're running out of Wednesdays, though. How many Wednesdays? We got two left. Just so you got to do it tomorrow or next Wednesday, and then it wraps up. Family Trivia Night is coming up on Thursday. Buffalo Bar has got some live entertainment this weekend. San Carlos performs. And a quick reminder, Clarso Spa Nights on Thursdays, a $59 entry. Drinks on the pool deck, 50% off snacks. All kinds of great specials. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. The big story this morning, Air Canada and its 10,000 unionized flight attendants have reached a tentative agreement, ending the strike that led to hundreds of canceled flights. The deal follows demands for higher pay and compensation for unpaid work like passenger boarding. This is welcome news, of course, for travelers who are all over the planet right now. We have Jay, who has chimed in this morning to say that we just finished making alternative arrangements to make our holiday happen this Thursday. We would have to drive all the way to Minneapolis to make it to our destination on time for Friday. Not sure what to do now. This is the tough part. The people that have been caught in limbo land. Hoping everything is sorted out with Air Canada by Thursday, or we're in for a long drive to the Twin Cities. The news this morning is good. It looks as if things should be sorted out largely based on what I'm seeing out of Winnipeg by supper time tonight. Colleen says this is great news. No one should not be paid for working. Lindsay and Marcy are in Sicily. Glad to hear, or I was going to get you to e-transfer me more euros. The pictures of Italy look amazing. Beautiful shots. Sun seekers on vacation, and now they can get home from Italy. Although I saw some other friends of mine that are trying to get somewhere and got stranded. They had a layover, I guess, in Montreal. And the layover in Montreal means that they can't get to their final destination on the East Coast. So they have to drive to Boston, or they thought they had to. That, too, is up in the air because now Air Canada and the flight attendants have their agreement. So, they say there could still be some cancellations in the coming days. It's going to be a bit of a bumpy ride as they get back to normal. The airline's president and chief executive officer advised customers, please be patient. The full restoration of service is going to be attempted as soon as possible, but may require a week or more. Everyone at the airline is doing everything possible to enable them to travel soon. The flight attendants, they were asking for a good deal here. 38%. That's what the airline was going to give to them. That's what they were saying. There, okay, we'll give you like 40%. That's 10% a year. We'll give you the 25% up front because inflation has been bad. And the union said no. Then they offered binding arbitration, also no. So I wonder if we're going to find out what they got. If you said no to 10% a year over 4 years, what did they get? I need to know. It's going to be so friendly getting on an Air Canada flight now. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome aboard. Good morning. Yeah, you're in a good mood. Whoa. And I was rather shocked to read the latest report that says that the average Canadian family is going to be spending some really big dollars heading back to school this year. And I want to get your thoughts on this, whether you have finished your back to school shopping, you're just starting your back to school shopping. The Retail Council of Canada's survey of 1,200 parents, this is K-12 students, said that spending this fall will fall between $600 and $750 per kid, totaling $4 billion in retail spending. Whew. So what are we spending this money on? Holy moly. We're going to break it down for you in just a second. First, quick reminder, big Halloween party's coming to Skydancer Casino on the 31st. If you love classic rock, if you love Kiss, AC/DC, Motley Crue, all those rockers from the 70s and 80s that were in costume, you're going to want to know that Skydancer Casino has got America's favorite tribute band. They're called Hairball. It's their 25th anniversary tour. They've been doing this for 25 years, probably the most popular tribute multi-band tribute band in America is going to be 90 miles south of us. And of course, it's got to be on Halloween because it's the night of costumes and ghouls. I mean, Kiss alone would be worth it, I think. It's going to be exciting to see Kiss. Tickets are $50, but jump to $65 after October the 1st. And Saturday, November 15th, the legendary Tracy Byrd is coming to Skydancer Casino for an unforgettable night of country hits. SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. It's called Tap Into Your Local Summer, and it goes until the end of the month. $1,000 prize from the Canadian Credit Union Association. And every time you're tapping with your Sunrise Credit Union card is an entry to win $1,000. Also, until October the 4th, approved Sunrise Credit Union ag loans and ag mortgages will be entered to win one of three $5,000 fuel cards. And they have got their ongoing Harvest Prize Pack available to be won, too. Simply scan the QR code on their website or Facebook page to win a cooler filled with ice cold beverages and treats to take on the combine for our farming friends. SunriseCU.mb.ca. Retail Council of Canada says that this fall, per child, $600 to $750 per child being spent on back to school. The biggest of which is clothing and shoes at 40%. New outfits, gym shoes, seasonal jackets, totaling anywhere from $240 to $300. So clothing and shoes. Now, how much of this can be recycled is, I guess, my question, you know, to save on the budget. Do the schools make you buy new shoes every year? I know that used to be a thing. You had to have spanking new shoes, the squeaky rubber smelling new shoes every school year, but it gets expensive. Hey, Blessed Mom and Patsy Ann. Talking back to school shopping. Electronics and tech come in second place at 30% of the budget, about $180. To $225. This includes laptops, tablets, headphones, calculators, and software. Supplies like stationery, backpacks, and lunch kits. That's more compulsory. You're gonna need pen and paper. You need the notebooks and the binders. But thankfully, that comes in about $100, $100 to $150. And then other is at 10%. That's extracurricular uniforms, water bottles, snacks, locker fees. And the list goes on. That's between $60 and $75. So most families' biggest costs for back to school for 2025 are going to be clothing and electronics. Some schools actually will do the shopping for you, depending on the school. We kind of had a hybrid situation when our kids were in school where they bought some of the stuff. They'd tell you, don't worry about this, 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 and this. You take care of this, 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 and this. I think we have more thrift stores now than we have ever had before. It used to be that thrifting was kind of a thing that, you know, a fringe part of the population would do. It'd be something fun to do on a Saturday, maybe once a year with a friend as an afternoon out to kind of go and see what kind of treasure troves you could find at Value Village. That was the thing. Now, there's thrift stores all over the place. And some thrift stores are selling everything from backpacks to clothing and gently used. And some of these thrift stores actually pay you for taking in some of the older stuff that you don't use anymore. You know, I'm not an environmentalist by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that's great. I also don't like waste. You know, whether it's wasted food or stuff that's good that we can reuse. If it's good and reusable, why aren't we reusing it? It just totally makes sense. It's a common sense thing. And so makes life a little bit more affordable for you and I and for the kids for back to school. So that's a good thing. Skibbity, skibbity, doo-loo-loo. 6,000 new words added to the Cambridge Dictionary. Strawberry. Oh, look at this. You have got to check this out. Co-ops of Westman creme brulee cheesecake. Get them to whip one up for you. You will not be disappointed. You deserve this. You deserve a treat like this. A big heaping helping of strawberries and cheesecake. Oh, wow. Can we do it? Ho, 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 ho. I'm going for a nap. Oh, wow. Wow. So good. So good. So oftentimes when you're having a barbecue or family reunion or maybe just a nice dinner at home and you want something cool for dessert, you want something awesome for dessert, creme brulee cheesecake from Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. So good, blessing mama. So good. I don't know how these people could have fallen for this, quite honestly, because Justin Bieber, he's been on Instagram and he's been acting a little weird lately. He doesn't seem to be doing all that well, but I digress. An impersonator landed in hot water over the weekend after he tricked staff in Las Vegas to actually believing he was the real Justin Bieber. And so they let him on stage and he ended up performing in front of a packed crowd. It happened Saturday at the Wynn in Las Vegas. DJ Griffin was told that Justin Bieber was in town. It is Vegas, after all. And he was looking for a place to crank out a performance. So imagine for a second, you're a DJ in Vegas and you hear that Justin Bieber is in town. And you're like, holy shit, this is cool. And he's looking for a place to perform. Okay. And so this guy shows up and he does a little performance and he's on stage. And can you tell that he's the fake? Now, does he look like the real JB? What are your thoughts? Are you a big enough fan to tell the difference? I think he's a little bit bigger than Justin, the real Justin Bieber. He has the same clothing style, doesn't prefer a shirt. But I get a kick out of all the phones that come out. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is watching this show. Everybody is putting it on their phone. Every single person in that room in Las Vegas has their phone up. Nobody is watching this. Somebody on X says, can someone explain this to me? Why this is a thing going this far to look like somebody? Or are him and Justin working together to promote something?
I don't think that's him.
I don't think that's him. I'm not watching him. I'm watching the people around him and how we all turn into into crazy people. We're turning into, look at the people with the phones. They're just like, oh my God, I need a selfie. Can you take a selfie with me? It used to be autographs. No, I just need a selfie. Get my phone out. Everyone's phone. Take a selfie with me. Take a selfie with me. It's not real. On Instagram, the DJ says, yeah, I got duped during my own set. So you're sitting in a restaurant, you're just enjoying your lunch, and then all of a sudden somebody crashes into the restaurant, and it just so happens that you're filming this. That's what happened to a couple of influencers in Houston, Texas. Unreal. They've got mac and cheese to taste. They've got some chicken wings, some sliders, and a margarita, and a car is going to crash into this restaurant. You're going to see it in just a second. But first, another sponsor mention. And this time around, it's our friends at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. The $8.99 dinner meal is going strong. If you're hankering for some good food after 5, make it Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. A main dish, a side, and a drink for $8.99. That includes a loaded wrap, maybe a flatbread pizza, supreme stack, or classic wrap. And your side could include garlic bread or maybe some Timbits or specialty donut or a cookie even. And then your beverage could include hot or cold beverages. It's basically your dinner is taken care of for less than $10. $8.99 dinner deals from 5 until 11 at Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue, where you're doing good for your car and doing good for the community, too, because they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get your vehicle serviced for an oil change at Murray's. Fast service is also available with our friends at Auto Fashion. And, you know, they also do amazing work. Like, they are making cars like they are showroom new again. Of course, they're famous now for MPI and SGI accreditation for things like hail damage and paintless dent repair. They're locally owned and operated. They also do ceramic coating and paint protection, fabric and leather protection, interior and exterior detailing, window tinting, and a whole lot more. Check them out at autofashion.ca or stop by and pay them a visit. Look for the big green A at 255 17th Street North, just behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Your car deserves the best. Both of these people were transported to the hospital. The driver was completely fine. However, the owner of this restaurant tells TMZ she'll be held accountable for the damages she caused to the business. It's not clear what has happened in this video. Authorities investigated the incident And at the end of the day, it was determined to be a freak accident. The driver was not impaired at the time. One of the influencers already reacted to the scary moment in aftermath, saying that she realized just how precious life is and it can be cut short in an instant. So be nice and let your grudges go, she says. This is Nina. The restaurant was Covey Culinary Creations in Houston, Texas. Nina and Patrick.
Cheers, my boy. Boom.
Holy cow. Look at the staff going, oh my God, she crashed into the restaurant. Glass everywhere. Look at this lady in the back here. What the hell just happened? Oh my God. Thankfully, everybody is okay, including the driver. The restaurant, not so much. The restaurant owner says the driver will be held accountable for, and thus insurance will likely pay for it, I'm thinking. What do you think happened here? I'm thinking that she confused the brake and gas pedal. Tracy says it's funny the camera and phone didn't fall. That's an interesting observation. Friendship is getting too expensive. Meet the young people who say friendship is just becoming too stressful in the finance department. Young people are now anxious about social events, and it has nothing to do with meeting folks they're anxious about. It has everything to do with the money. More young people are saying that the cost of their friendships is putting too much strain on their wallets. A new survey has found that nearly half of young people have been forced to cut back on social time because of how much it costs. 44% of Gen Z and millennials have skipped the social event just to save money. At the same time, more than half, or 59%, said that their financial goals are impacted by their desire to hang out with friends. I guess my question is, what are things that you could do that don't cost money? I think this is not a good thing. Obviously, the more friends we have, the healthier we're going to be. But do you need to go out to like a five-star restaurant for a steak? Let's get together and birdwatch. Let's go to the park and sit on the bench and birdwatch. Or is it just one of those things where you just pull out the old, I got COVID. Are we still allowed to do that? Can we still say that? I think I might have COVID. Instant, no problem. Instant, no further questions asked. I think I might have COVID. I'd love to come to your five-star class get-together at the steakhouse, but I think I might be coming down with COVID. So the new words added to the dictionary, this happens every year, and thanks to technology and social media and such, there have been some pretty weird things added to the Cambridge Dictionary. 6,000 words, some of which I'm not sure I'm even pronouncing correctly. Skibbity. Skibbity. What the hell is skibbity? It's a gibberish term coined by the creator of an animated YouTube series and can mean cool or bad. So let me get this straight. In a world of Shakespeare, scripture texts from various religions, scholarly writings, universities, scientists, academia, some of the most intellectual and intelligent people on the planet to help craft, create, and form our language, we are now handing over the reins of our language to a YouTube animator to create a word that doesn't mean anything, or can mean multiple things, or can mean nothing. A gibberish term is the number one new word. Another one is tradwife. A contraction of traditional wife, referring to a married mother who cooks, cleans, and posts on social media. So you're a trad wife. Delulu, a shortening of the word delusional. Believing things are not true. Oh, he's just Delulu. Derek is just Delulu. Well, now we've got a word for Derek. Delulu. Grab your tinfoil and be delulu. An increase in remote working since the pandemic has created the new dictionary entry, Mouse Jiggler. That sounds like something you should be arrested for. What was he arrested for? He's a mouse jiggler. He's jiggling his mouth. His mouse. Concerns over climate change behind the addition of forever chemical. Broke fishing, the act of pretending to have less money than one actually does to elicit financial assistance. Broke fishing. Oh, I'd really like to put a loonie in the parking meter, but I don't have a loonie. Hi, passerby. Hi. Oh, I'm just going to think out loud. I wish I had a loonie. Oh, that is broke fishing. A dinkwad. Oh, that does not sound fun. What is a dinkwad? A dinkwad is an acronym for dual income, no kids with a dog. Oh. Neobank, a digital-only bank without physical branches. Well, something tells me that's going to be around for a while. Blessed Mama says, I love the term wanker. You're such a wanker. Woke washing. It's like maple washing. In Canada right now, you've got products that have the maple leaf on them. Companies are doing that, and they wash it with the maple leaf so that we'll buy it, because it's like Canada first, elbows up. And meantime, it's made in Portugal. Then you got woke washing, pretending to care about social issues just so it's good for marketing. Pink washing, promoting LGBTQ plus rights to distract from other issues. Pink washing. We're doing a lot of washing. Why does the world still stink? A cool occasion, a vacation taken to a trendy or fashionable destination. Oh, God. Wormdrobe, a wardrobe consisting of comfortable, cozy clothing. Jan brain, a term for mental fog experienced in January. Skills me, I have Jan brain. And of course, you've got manifest. Oh, if I have another young person tell me I can do anything I want as long as I manifest it. The term for using visualization and affirmation to achieve goals. It's received a huge surge in popularity. Just manifest it. Just, okay, I want $1 million. I can see it. I'm with Walter White in the show Breaking Bad, and we're looking down at the money, and I'm wondering what I'm going to do with all this money. I can see it. I can see it in my mind. It's stacked high. It's even in Canadian money, and it's all 50s, so it's very red. There's lots of red. Red stacks of money for me. $1 million. Red stacks. How long do I have to wait for this? Is there a time limit on the manifest? I think it's easier to manifest a cinnamon bun. I love cinnamon buns. I need, it's coming to me. Kuiper's Family Bakery, Kuiper's Family Bakery, Kuiper's Family Bakery. They've got it all for you. Hamburger, hot dog buns, cinnamon buns, tarts, garlic toast to go with that juicy steak of yours. If you're looking for bread, use a back lane if you find First Street a little bit hectic. Two ways to get there. Either way, you'll be glad you did. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner next to Tasty's. Taste the decades of tradition baked into every bite at Kuiper's. At App Law Office, they specialize in real estate, corporate, and estate law. Your trusted legal advisors, whether you're buying or selling a home, handling business matters, or planning your estate, their experienced team provides expert guidance and personalized service every step of the way. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. You can manifest good health at Headley's Health Hut. Plus, they're going to help you at Headley's Health Hut. If you have got aches, pains, need supplements, want to have more protein, want to have all protein in your diet, if you want to have sugar-free, gluten-free, you need Headley's Health Hut in your life. If you or someone you know is into supplements, vitamins, specialty food items, you're going to find it at Headley's Health Hut. At 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. And of course, they've got free delivery in Brandon. Call 725-3131 and could really deliver anywhere, but just call for details. Trying to make sense of a crazy world. Yes, we do. And as long as we can keep from crashing into restaurants and I can still get online to buy my $5,000 return ticket, Winnipeg to Saskatoon on Air Canada, I'm a happy man. What do you mean it's $55 for a can of Molson? Okay, then just give me the pretzels. But the pretzels are $12. The mini bags are $12. Holy crap. We'll see you for a hump day tomorrow.
That
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.